Comic-Con 21 podcast is now connected.
Our theme this year is celebrating the golden age of science fiction. I guess that means the golden age of science fiction radio as well.
We have a full slate of guests this year. Our artist guest of honor is Scott Ross. He's a Demicon regular, and we're glad to have him in the Go chair this year. Our fan guests of honor are Mitch and Mary Thompson. They've been going to cons, quote, since time began. We'll hear more from them in a future episode. Our Toastmaster Emeritus is, as always, Rusty Hevlin. If you knew Rusty, nothing more need be said. And if you didn't know him, come ask at the con and we'll tell you some of the many stories. Our author guest of honor is David Weber. Mr. Weber is a personal favorite of mine. I won't bore you with details that you could easily get from Wikipedia. I will comment on his two most famous series, the Honor Harrington series and the Safehold series, two of the most interesting series in SF today. Honor Harrington is set in the far future, with multi-star empires of one sort or another. The story is, in essence, Horatio Hornblower goes to the stars. The FTL ships and shields are very much like sailing ships of a couple of centuries ago. There's talk of crossing the T and firing a broadside. It's a fairly technical set of novels, but it's the characters that make it fun. We get to watch Honor rise from the status of cadet to admiral and beyond. The series has branched out to other lead characters as well. If you aren't reading this one, you're missing an excellent read. The Safehold series is a much newer and shorter series. In this series, in the future, a highly xenophobic alien group finds Earth and her colonies and proceeds to wipe us out. In a last desperate gamble, Earth sends a colonizing fleet out to settle somewhere and reduces their tech level to muscle, wind, and water, thus to hide from the bad guys. A church is founded to keep the tech level down, but an android is planted in secret to wake up years and years and years later and kickstart humanity's tech level. Once again, these are fairly technical novels. When you read them, you will learn a lot about muskets, black powder, sailing ships, and so forth. You will also learn about people desperately trying to do the right thing with the entire world against them. The most recent book in the series was released in September, bringing the total up to 4. I can't wait to see how this series transitions from sailing ships to FTL drives. If you haven't started this group, go read Off Armageddon Reef.
And now it's time for the Fanish Dictionary.
Our word for this episode is huckster. A huckster is someone who, in mundane parlance, would be called a dealer or merchant. The room the hucksters ply their trade in is the huckster's room. Fanish hucksters often sell capes, books, swords, costume jewelry, and other Fanish items. Curiously enough, in the SCA, a huckster is a merchant, while mundanely he is a dealer, and in fandom he is a huckster.
Tune in next time for another word from the Fanish Dictionary.
Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us and let us know if there's anything you'd like to change, both for the podcast and for the con. We really hope to see you the first weekend in May.
The Demicon podcast is registered under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. You can post it wherever you want, but you can't change it. The rights of the musicians and other artists in this podcast are, of course, still theirs. Thanks for listening.
For our closing quotation, I'll leave you with something from Peter Graham. The golden age of science fiction is 12. Thanks for listening.